It means doing development differently. So up until now, human history saw advances with tremendous destruction of the natural environment. Where are the great forests, for example, that used to cover the island of Britain? My own country, once almost entirely forested, much of it removed because there were other land uses. We know now that if you remove all the world's forests, if you're not careful with the water and the air, you can end up with, yes, development, but with quite a legacy of environmental problems as well. So the trick with sustainable development is to see economic progress, see social issues tackled, but to do it within the boundaries of nature. That's the critical thing.
And now the 8 Millennium Development Goals had a 15-year deadline. We have twice as many sustainable development goals, SDGs, and the same time frame in which to meet them?
It's a big agenda, but I think these goals are a combination of means and ends. To a large extent, the Millennium Development Goals were ends. No poverty, no hunger, children's school. But these goals are also about means. You don't achieve that without inclusive growth, without decent work, without decent infrastructure, energy infrastructure, properly designed cities. So while the agenda looks bigger, in a way, it's because it's addressing the means as well as the ends. And among the means is the aspiring for a peaceful and inclusive society, because what is throwing a lot of countries off track is conflict and serious division.
And now, what do you think will be some of the greatest challenges to meeting the goals?
Firstly, the countries that have not done so well against the MDGs are those who have a series of problems. There may be conflict. There may be serious crime and polarization in the society. There may be very poor governance. The reach of the state may not go much beyond the boundaries of the presidential palace. It may be a country which is very prone to serious natural disaster and setbacks from that. So take these things together, it adds up to extreme poverty, which is why you need to take a comprehensive approach to what is driving the spillover into conflict, what is driving the poor governance, what's behind the corruption. Start tackling some of the basic things. I think if we could see a commitment to peaceful, inclusive societies and the rule of law and honest and competent government, that would be a great start to really making some progress.
And one of the areas that UNDP works in and does wonderful work on is gender equality, and that's one of the goals too within the SDGs. What kind of world do you hope to see for young girls today?
Well, firstly, we need a lot more women in decision making, and we cannot underestimate how powerful that is for young women. I was Prime Minister of my country for 9 years, and prior to me, there was also a woman Prime Minister for 2 years, and people used to tell the joke about boys saying, "Mum, can a boy ever be Prime Minister?" But in so many countries, girls will be saying, "Can a girl ever be Prime Minister?" We don't have enough role models. So we need more women legislators. We need more women in high-profile positions, because this is a powerful signal to girls and young women that they can do anything, that no door is closed to them. Now, to back that, girls absolutely need equal opportunity to education. Education is what transforms women's lives. With education comes knowledge, comes empowerment, comes choice to determine one's life. So I think we need the political empowerment, we need economic empowerment, we need education opportunity, we need access to sexual and reproductive health services. We need to really keep combating sexual and gender-based violence, which is a blight through all societies, rich and poor, and very demeaning and degrading for women. There's a lot to do on the gender agenda.
And also speaking in terms of more women in higher positions, do you think it'll be possible to have a woman at the head of the UN?
I think, in principle, women should be able to aspire to every top office in the world. And we're seeing incredible breakthroughs to see a woman at the head of the IMF, to see a woman heading the Federal Reserve of the United States of America and the equivalent central bank in Russia. We see women prime ministers and presidents. We see women in high positions. Not enough, but they're there. So in principle, every position should be able to be aspired to by women.